Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1924, recorded on Thursday, the 15th of September 2016, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Dorothy Sneesby, and I'm joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Dorothy. We'd like to welcome new Norwich listeners Edith Saunders and Julia Stewart, Marshall Rose from Dereham, and Edward Cutmore from Barford. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox recordings. As always, we have a selection of news items, two features, one on the making of a Des Res with a difference, and the other about a talented young artist. We also have letters to the evening news and information desk. But first, our news stories include a business boost for the city and the opening of a centre for film education and activities. But first, a would-be robber got more than he bargained for.
A man who was helping out a friend by working at a Norwich shop to cover a holiday threw a till at an armed raider who demanded he hand over cash. The man was working at the Woodside Food and Wine Store in Salhouse Road when a man wearing a balaclava pointed a gun at him and demanded he hand over cash. But the robber got more than he bargained for when the brave stand-in shop worker shouted out and threw the cash register at him, prompting the suspect to flee the store. The incident came just hours after another attempted armed robbery at a store in Blowfield, when a female staff member raised the alarm after having a gun pointed at her. Nothing was taken and no one was hurt in either raid. Police have made two arrests in connection with the incidents.
Bad weather and delayed work could result in the Northern Distributor Road costing an additional £6.8 million, it has been revealed. Norfolk County Council budgeted £178.9 million for the 12.5-mile route, which will stretch from the A47 at Postwick to the A1067 Fakenham Road. But committee papers show there is now a risk that the project could exceed that figure. The council said that it was due to a number of issues that have come up since work began in December last year, but it stressed the figure was just an estimate and officers would determine the final cost over the next month. The issues faced so far include delays with Ratcliffe Rail Bridge, £2.35 million, unseasonal rainfall throughout the June, £350,000, additional agricultural land acquisition costs, £8 million, additional surveys and work associated with public and private utilities, £500,000, additional excavation as a result of detailed site surveys, £1.25 million. The council also said it was expecting a reduction in costs of up to £650,000 due to a change in its landscaping contractor.
A tech company has become one of only two in the world to be certified by Google as it looks to deliver marketing to consumers based on their location. Proxarma, which has an office in Surrey Street, is the first firm in Europe to be recognised as a Google location services provider, meaning it can offer services based around the tech giant's Bluetooth beacon system. This works by Proxarma sending signals from these beacons to mobile devices to provide location-relevant information, such as adverts to them. Proxarma's John Kennedy said, "To be one of only two companies to be certified by Google is a huge achievement."
Business leaders are hoping Norwich will be put on the retail and leisure map after putting forward city centre streets for a national award and cash boost. The Norwich Business Improvement District, BID, is hoping that the Royal Arcade, Castle Mall, Castle Meadow, Back of the Inns, Timber Hill and interlinking streets will be shortlisted in the city category of this year's Great British High Street competition. It is the third year of the contest in which different shopping and leisure areas, including restaurants, across the country can be awarded money from the government to boost business and receive industry advice. The Norwich Lanes area, which features more than 300 independent and creative boutiques, cafes and bars, won the city category and £6,000 in 2014.
An array of decorated ducks went under the hammer at a charity auction, raising funds for children's charity Break. The quirky characters had previously been seen taking to the River Wensum to compete in Break's Grand Norwich Duck Race. They were auctioned off to raise vital funds for the charity, which offers support to children, young people and families in need across East Anglia. Elliot Simmons was the man with the golden gavel at the event, which saw more than 90 ducks put up for sale and was held at the Maid's Head Hotel. More than £8,200 was raised, with Duck Bill Potipus getting the highest bid at £750.
The Norwich skyline is set to change. After a vision for a 13-storey tower block housing students in the city's centre was given the go-ahead. The 244-bedroom student accommodation, made up of five connected blocks ranging from 8 to 13 stories, will be built on the former Mecca Bingo site opposite John Lewis in All Saints Green. Norwich City Council's planning committee green-lighted the scheme despite objections from nearby insurers Aviva, who said the development would both affect working conditions and its employees and have a harmful impact on the landscape. It is thought that the flats could be opened by 2018, though it is not yet clear at which university they would be studying.
Broad's bosses say they are hopeful that an agreement will be reached on the future of bins on the waterways by the end of the year. Over the last few months, concerns have mounted that the declining number of bins on the Broads, thanks to a law change in 2012, would impact the environment and tourism. As further cuts by district authorities loom, discussions have been ongoing to find a solution. Yesterday, the Broads Authorities Navigation Committee met to approve its approach to handling the problem, which, by and large, focuses on working with county, district and parish councils. At the meeting, Chief Executive John Packman said he expected a solution for three key sites, Luddenbridge, Womack Staithe and Horning, to be found by the end of the month.
It was a case of lights, camera, action. As a new centre dedicated to promoting film education and celebrating our county's screen heritage was officially opened. The new John Hurt Centre, based at Cinema City, Norwich, marks the culmination of the Norfolk at the Pictures campaign that has been championed by film education charity Cinema City Limited. It has been named after the actor Sir John Hurt, Cinema City Limited's patron, in honour of his support for the project. The centre has seen the transformation of two rooms into vibrant creative spaces with state-of-the-art equipment that aim to make film education and community activities more accessible to people of all ages. It also features a Norfolk at the Pictures exhibition. Guy Martin, manager of Cinema City Education, said, "For many years we have been restricted in what we can offer because of the limitation of the rooms. Now we have the facilities to provide more activities for people of all ages and are looking forward to developing our film education programme."